Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says an evacuation convoy has arrived in the embattled city of Aleppo. The evacuations of civilians and fighters was put in doubt Sunday when a number of buses were attacked and burned. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council plans to vote Monday on a compromise resolution aimed at helping people caught in besieged areas of Aleppo. France and Russia announced an agreement on a draft resolution Sunday. The resolution demands the UN chief consult with Syria and other parties concerning an immediate deployment of monitors to the area. A suicide bomber killed at least 48 Yemeni soldiers Sunday in the city of Aden. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Meanwhile, Arab and Western diplomats met in neighboring Saudi Arabia to discuss the conflict in Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with King Salman and other officials.
Our immediate priority is to end the bloodshed, and that's why reestablishing the ceasefire is so critical.
John Kerry. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri is promising his new government will do all it can to shield the country from the war and terrorism in neighboring Syria. After announcing the formation of a 30-member cabinet Sunday, he told reporters his priority is to preserve the stability that is prevailing in Lebanon. Authorities say security forces have freed foreign tourists trapped inside a medieval castle in the central city of Karak following attacks Sunday by gunmen that left at least 14 people dead. At least 22 others, including civilians and police, were reported to be wounded. This is VOA News.